और וסתם אני סוגר, אני אצל שם לא חפה לפה מדענית, אני סוגר בעת שם ושסר אבי, I just want to finish up one point which is brought up by Lomit on Tuesday. If Lomit asked the question, the Gemara brought a raya, but then it was at the chose from the Chav and Beis, the Gemara brought a raya from Me'ila. If you see that you have to pay Me'ila, if you see there's an Isma'ila, if you see there's an Isma'ila, so even though it was Ezeh Nene, but Zeh Lo Yechosel, the Me'ila didn't do that on it. So if you see there's an Isma'ila, then there must be also, we prove that Zeh Nene, Zeh Lo Yechosel, it's Chai. That's what the Gemara did on the government base at the bottom of the yard. All right, the Me'ila, the Zeh Nene, Zeh Lo Yechosel, it's Chai, and the Gemara was Matri, it's a Me'ila Midas. But the Gemara brought it as a bit of David the Kasha. So how can we compare an Issa Torah to the Klal of Zeh Nene, Zeh Lo Yechosel? There's an Issa to have an Or from Hegdish. And so what if it's Zeh Nene, Zeh Lo Yechosel? You still having an Or, still having an Or, and the Torah asked you to have an Or from Hegdish. So how can you compare one to the other? And I added to his Kasha that as we learned, and this is all what he meant, as we learned, that really, every time you have Zeh Nene and Zeh Lo Yechosel, there is a Anor, there is a Chiyuv to pay, just because it's Midas Sadoim, the Baal Din got the right to claim it, right? Because of Midas Sadoim got the right to claim it, but that's because of Midas Sadoim. So what's the Kesher between Midas Sadoim and Me'ila? By Me'ila, nothing to do with Midas Sadoim, there's no Midas Sadoim by Hegdish. The point is, did you have an or? If you had an or, you're open. It's a Me'ila. That was just David's kasha. So two stages to the kasha of the one big kasha. How can we compare an Issa Torah to have an or from a din of Zeh Nene and Zeh Lo Yechosel? Zeh Nene and Zeh Lo Yechosel, you're having an or. Just the guy can't claim it. Midas Torah. What's that got to do with here by Me'ila to say, if you see over Me'ila, it must be that Zeh Nene and Zeh Lo Yechosel is kasha. Not true. You're over Me'ila because you're over Issa Anor, you're Anor from Hegdish, you're over Issa Me'ila. But if it would be that somebody would want to claim money from you, you couldn't claim it because it's Midas Sadoim. But what's it going to do with Hegdish? That was your kasha from last time. I told you, Menachem asked it, and I also said, and I didn't remember the name who it was, if Shimon Scott, because of this kasha, he said that the sugar's got nothing to do with Zeh Nene and Zeh Lo Yechosel because of this kasha. The home space.
It's not to do with Midas Sadoim.
Not to do with Midas Sadoim. Not to do with Midas Sadoim. The sugar is not to do with Midas Sadoim because of this kasha. But as we said, we did learn the sugar from Yeshua, clearly learned it's out Midas Sadoim and Mabuin Toysis like that. And definitely, that's the sugar that we're going with. It's to do with Midas Sadoim. So the question is then, back to the question. The question is, now how can we compare? The Torah says you're not out of an or from something. So you're having an or from it. So you're over Me'ila. What's that going to do with the fact that if you would do the same situation regarding you and your fellow Jew, that fellow Jew can't claim the money off you? You still had an or. You had Issa Me'ila. Because short time off. That's the big cash. So different Mahalkim and Suga, which we're going to go with the easiest one, or Nochum. Then Issa Me'ila, there's two parts of Issa Me'ila. It's the Me'ila to have an or. There's two parts to it. There's one part which is you have to bring a korban. You're over, it's not Me'ila, you have to bring a korban, a kapoi. And there's a separate part that you have to pay. Separate part you have to pay. Two dins. There's one din regarding that because you were over the Torah, you have to bring a korban. And there's another din, since you did gzeila by using Hegdish, you have to pay for it. So there's really two parts to it. There's a part of the kapara and then the part of the tashlumin. So that makes it really much easier now. And so you're right. Of course, it's also a no, you're not allowed to have a no from it. Even if it's then and there's also a part, you're not allowed to have a no from it. Why do you have to pay? Payment is like you, because like you would steal from a hedjit, you have to pay him. So if you steal from a hedjit, you have to pay. But if regarding a hedjit, you wouldn't need to pay, so why should it be that regarding Hegdish, you do need to pay? That's the beginning. I need to make it a bit easier. Haven't I got to the end of it? But we've got to make it a bit easier. Dovid's question was, it's not no, my kesher to the sugya. It'd be over, it's the Torah. So is it not right or not? So what if you don't need to pay for it? Yeah, I don't know. There it is. That is, yeah, you're right, Yogi Salah, but it's a Kolban V'ilah. But besides that, there's also Chiyuv Tashlum. And that Chiyuv Tashlum is much like you do Gneva from Sunday, you do Gneva from Negvish, you have to pay. Now, still, still, Mid Stone is not Shaykh Negvish. You have to say, once the Torah says that in a case when somebody steals from somebody and it doesn't affect him, for instance, somebody who lives in a chotzer, which isn't upright, so it doesn't affect him, he doesn't need to pay. So that's called now P.A. Torah, no chiyuv tashlum. Why don't you need to pay? Because the guy's got a right to claim from me, because it's Midas Torah. But once that's what the halacha is between me and the fellow Jew, so that's kipaskin. If somebody has a no from somebody, they didn't call it cause or loss, there's no chiyuv to pay. And therefore, that's across the board. Just like a fellow Jew, you wouldn't have to pay to, so to a Hegdish as well, you wouldn't need to pay to. Although by Hegdish, maybe there's no Midas Torah, but that's kipaskin across the board. Once chiyuv to shlumim from one person to another person, you don't need to pay, so then who are the Hegdish you wouldn't need? So to answer Lovin's question, Lovin had two questions. Well, really one of the questions.
Yeah, but so there's no scenario that if someone did the Eva, they wouldn't have to pay?
Yeah. Well, pretty much gone or not, but if you don't have it. Yeah?
Right? Okay. Yeah. Just.
Well, maybe you can catch me out. Maybe you can catch me out. See if you can work on it. That's a terrific question, but that's it. Let's just go over Dovid's question. The Gemara brought Rai, wanted to bring Rai from Ida, that you see the end of the Chosach Chaya. And the fact that you are over Me'ila, even though Hegdish didn't lose out by it, so you see, if you have a law from somebody that doesn't lose out, then you need to pay. So who are they and who are they by everyone else? So Dovid asked, how can you compare something which is an Issa Torah to have a law to something which is between you and the fellow Jew? The Torah says you're not allowed to have a no. And you had a no. Nobody says Zeh-Nel-Zeh-Le-Chos means you haven't had a no. You had a no. You had a no. So if you had a no, you're over it's the Me'ila. So of course, if you're over it's the Me'ila, you have to bring carbon and pay the money. Mashenke, if you have a no from your fellow Jew, then you had a no, but that person can't claim it. So maybe you don't need to pay, but mid the story. But how can you compare the two? And we added that Achaya Midas Torah is not applicable by English. Right? Midas Torah is a person it shouldn't claim if it doesn't affect him. But English is the din, yeah, I don't know. This is the Tashkent. What's the comparison at all? That's a good kasha. And the answer we're giving is that you're right. There is an Isan of Hegdish, which is the relevant. Isan of Hegdish, yeah, I don't know. You're over Isan of Hegdish. It's a meaning. But that's all regarding the Issa Kolman, the Chiyuv Kolman. You had an art, you have to bring a Kolman. Besides that, it's also Chiyuv Tashlum. And there, Reb Chaim Brisk explains the Chiyuv Tashlum of Hegdish is like you stole from your friend, so too you stole from Hegdish. So if you steal from your friend, you have to pay the Chiyuv of Tashlumim Gneve. So too, by Mira, the Chiyuv Tashlumim is the Chiyuv Tashlumim Gneve. You stole from one, stole from the other. So what would be if you stole from your friend? Would you need to pay in this situation? Somebody who squatted in somebody's apartment, he had a no, but the other guy didn't lose out. So that type of geneva, would you need to pay for? No, he doesn't need to pay. Why? Because the barabbas can't claim it. So we're saying, who are they? The chiyuv tashlumim of me'ila, you also wouldn't need to pay. In the case of where the Hegdish didn't have a loss, it's only because of Midas Torah, and Midas Torah is not really applicable by Hegdish. But when the Torah defines your Chiyuv Tashlumim, but having an off from somebody when he doesn't affect the loss, since there's no Chiyuv to pay, that now becomes across the board the halacha. You never need to pay if you have an off from somebody if that guy doesn't lose, even though maybe for him it doesn't apply, You're never allowed to. You're never allowed. Let me just give you one more. What happens if somebody stays in an apartment of a cotton? Somebody stays in an apartment of a cotton. Then anyone got a raya? Somebody squats in an apartment of a cotton. What do you need to pay?
Have
you got a raya? You want a raya? Raya from the sukkahs we learned. Somebody stayed, squatted in an apartment of a cotton.
We have a case of the people that moved into the dump site.
Right. Alice over there. Very good. And what do you want to bring a raya from there?
And there he was.
They built the property, they added the value to the property, and he was asking him just pay a little bit to give them income on their question. No?
You're almost there, but not. Yeah.
He asked the total payment just to acknowledge that it's.
So why did they have to pay the token to payment?
Because they have previously had
Because there was a chosin. Because there was a chosin.
But it's
otherwise they wouldn't have had to pay. Otherwise they would not have to pay. You had an offer from him because there was a chosin, because there were these people earlier who weren't paying. And now you built this palace, that's why you need to pay. Otherwise you wouldn't need to pay. Say again, see? No, nothing. Okay.
It wasn't clear from the sugya that he prevented other people from coming in and paying for that space. It wasn't clear from the sugya.
What? Mashma says there were common people that
earlier. Mashma, maybe they had.
It means it's a land that they would be happy to rent out.
If they're on the property, they're on the property. What do you mean?
No. It means land that they would have been happy to rent out. You see that they did rent out to these 10 people. But now that you built your house there, you can't rent out. So you called me this loss. Right? So when you see from there, but had we not caused him any loss, he would not have had to pay. There's no middle stone by Tanim. Tanim are not a sugar to middle stone. Tanim don't have an obligation not to pay by middle stone. And yet, you don't have to pay. So you see that when we define payment, human payment for Hanok, if it's the type of thing that doesn't affect another person, which for an adult would have been a deal of midstone, it's kapaskan, that's a psak, and another you don't need to pay for such panel. That's a psak. The reason why it's paskan like that is based on midstone, but once there is a psak, then that's going to be across the board. For Tanim, for Egdish, for everyone's going to be across the board. And maybe don't see a cash. Aren't you happy? Thinking about me.
I have a question. We talked about before, some words, let's say, benefit from the shade of that bush, like the wall, whatever. And he's saving, so he got it now because it had to come by an umbrella, you know, to protect himself from the sun. But what is the loss that Hattish is incurring because of the shade?
You're not from something which we don't hear.
No, but it has to do with
the
idea
it have to bring a call with me there. It's like Hengdish Midah. Hengdish Midah. Hengdish Kiru told you, I don't want you to have an offering. If you do, you have to pay them. I know the most common thing. That's not. You haven't called me after that. You get better kids. You could get there. It is a very strong cash, but you haven't got there. Yeah, and Yossi, you've got time to do it. Yossi,
what was the last one you were in the Yisomim?
Yes, I'm bringing right from the Yisomim, even though there's no midstone for Yisomim to claim. Then I'm approved to midstone. It's cunning. Midstone is a behavior, middle and adult have to behave. Cotton doesn't have to. You can behave like middle stone. Why not? They can say it is borrowed from us. Why not?
Yes.
You're much higher to behave like someone for you. You're their parents? You don't have parents. They say me. There's no mitzvah for you to be machar children have to behave. I don't know what you've got mitzvahs to start going up to my kids telling them how to behave. No.
Ravens tells it.
Iranians on adults, there's no Iranian on tongues. No, there isn't. There isn't. There isn't such a law. There's one thing which is based in Mitsubim Lafrishim is Isa. The Khiv on based in to stop somebody doing Isa. Because we're based in Mitsubim Lafrishim is Isa, that's one. And there's also something else, and something else, the dilution of basic messes, which requires a certain. Decorum in the basic lesson, which you've got a right to demand that. But not because of mitzvah's chinuch. In Bechlal a child, you have to admit that. So it proves, just to answer one point, that even in a case where there's no midas doim, where there's no problem on midas doim, you would still not need to pay. If you had a knock from something which didn't cause somebody a loss, you don't need to pay. Why? Because since one other such a case wouldn't be able to be brought to court because the Baldin got no right to be too there. So, therefore, the Psak Halacha is in such a case, Hanor from somebody who didn't lose out, the Psak Halacha is you don't need to pay. Generally, that would be the rule, and therefore, that's the Psak Halacha across the board. If Nochum says it, you have to say that. And so others, and others want to bemet say that. It becomes the law across the board. So, terrific question, but that's what we need, right? So, Mela, that's Issa coming up. There's an Issa Me'ila. Something is a norm from Hegdish. Okay.
My issue is that it's not a standard case in the case was very unique in which the Gemara is having a specific need that was put it on their roof book, the Shemin,
skylight.
You put it there, it's not Me'ilo until he sits underneath. So we see that on one hand, if he doesn't use it at all, it doesn't sit underneath, he can't use it, doesn't sit underneath it, it's not Me'ilo.
Yeah.
Even though he put it there with the intention of doing something,
The Ginsburg built it into his house, so as long as he hasn't built it in the house, so it's still Hekdesh. So no meaning yet, because it's just sitting there.
Right, it's the same thing.
So there's no it's a meaning. But if you have a law from it, now when is the meaning to come in? Because now you're having a law from Hekdesh. Before he wasn't having a law from Hekdesh. Now he is having a law from Hekdesh. And he now has to pay. He's now being over his meaning. Yes, the Chiyuv Kavan has to pay. Freak the Gemara. Why did he have to pay?
Why
is it not Zenin?
Oh,
we know Zenin.
Why is it
what's the emphasis of Zenin? That what? Of course, you have to pay for now. That's also you have to pay for now. It's also you have to pay for
understanding of Me'ila is that when you kick into an aspect of chassid, you part in chassir, you have to pay for Me'ila. We're seeing that that's not the aspect of Me'ila. Me'ila is an end. And so therefore the emphasis that would be applied to the case. Once you're an end, you have to pay.
Excellent. So what's the reason now? The reason why that somebody else doesn't need to, the reason why, if you have a lot from somebody else, you don't need to pay, well, because it's midas doim. But by Hekdesh, what's that going to do with it? The reason why here you had a lot by Me'ila and Chai is because there's an issa to have a lot from Hekdesh. There's no issa to have a lot from your friend. There's a need to pay if you have a lot from your friend. But he can't claim it because midas doim.
We see from
what's the comparison?
He from a Torah source, so the emphasis is, that's it.
Yeah, you see, well,
what's the emphasis? When you look at the calculation of somebody having to pay something, the Torah source says, look how
if you have a besomim of Ola, You don't have to smell it. Does that mean, therefore, every time you smell something of Israel, no, you have to pay for it? My Kesha, what's wrong with the other? There's an Israel, no, which is there's an Israel, no. And then there's something called the Shlomim between a person and his friend. So it's true, you had a no. And we always said, no, we didn't assume you had a no. But the reason why you didn't have to pay is because the other guy, the Bala boss, has no right to claim of you. It's not shy by Hedish. That's a double scatter. By Hedish, it's not shy that the other guy's not the right to claim of you. There's an Israel, no, you had a no, you have to bring the government. What do you want to bring me around? Well, apparently, he'd have to bring a government. So you see, you have to pay your friend. Ooh. You have to bring a government that asks you to have a night. You're over the Issa. But you don't have to pay a friend because your friend can't pay him off.
Does using something that was hektish and getting hanah from it, does it remove that object from being hektish and now that object is pulling?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then not you've done it. So by him sitting underneath the thing, the loss that loses its status of hektish. So the basically that whoever it is, you know, that had that stone or that beam is now less because they don't have that object anymore, because now that is, even though it's not built into the house, it's not fixture of the house, you can remove it and brought back to the Kodesh. But now it's fallen. It's no longer hektish anymore. So there's a lot.
That case.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Do you use some of the
it's only after fact.
Right.
It's only as much as you say that you did some type of gneva, so then you took it out of hektish. But as much as we say zena or zena kos is nothing. I don't need to pay anything for it. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
So then I haven't done anything to English. So it still belongs to English. It's a bit circular.
Mm-hmm.
If a normal person would be my friend, it's called Zen, I don't need to pay. It's not called, I haven't done any Geneva, I haven't done anything. So maybe there's no Ismaila. There's no Isignaiva. So what I did by English would be, you know, it's it. So it would still be English. Why would I need to pay? It's a bit circular. Mm-hmm. But there's a good dollar. Okay, fine. That is the end of the sugya of Zenin and Zenin Posel. Then the beginning of the end. The end of the beginning. End of the beginning. Right? So at least we've learned it twice. And we're now starting the next part of the sugya, which is Shannon, which is Ravim, Kaf Aleph, Om Dalif. Ketad, Mishalemes, Ma Shannonis. In order to learn this, we need to see a Mishnah on your test on the base. The Mishnah of Tesla base says like this. Ochlo, Vitoiv, or Chob. You have it there?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe one line earlier. Ketzad Mishalemes Mashenelis. First word of the line is Mishalemes Mashenelis. Ketzad Mishalemes Mashenelis. How do you have the person has to pay for Hanom? What's the situation? Person pays or not? If he eats, is the plaza, is Gardina Brusha Surabim, Mishalem is Mashenelis. You only pay Mashenelis. You only pay, I don't know, how much is that, by the way? Anyone remember? How much is Mishalem is Mashenelis?
So,
yeah, but how much? How do you work it out? Bargain price. So, how much was it? Remember?
That was 2/3.
You pay 2/3. Yeah. So, let me smash it in. Metzidur chovo. You pay from the side. If you have from the side of the chovo. Now, the side of the chovo, you have to really understand is it's not Rishut HaYochid really. It's a plaza. If you somehow think of a plaza. We have in Mecca, Missouri, it's a bit not so easy there to see, but there's that plaza, and then on the side, let's say there's walls or something, and people place things near the side of the plaza. People put their things down, their wares. So there, if the animal at there, Mishalemes Mashezikum, he has to pay Mashezikum. Mipezach Hanus, every animal ate from the opening of the chanos, Mishalemes Mashenelis. Mitoy kachanos, if he eats inside the store, mishalem es ma'ashadik, he has to pay as Hezekiah. Says the Rashi, Kate and Hashem Moedas, no, I don't want that one. I want Rashi, mitzidei horchoy. It's the last Rashi on the mission. I've got horchoy. But you can change it if you want. Mitzidei horchoy, mishalem es ma'ashadik. This Rashi is a Rashi that has raised many rabbinic eyebrows. Kedil keren tam. Why do you pay mashazika like a keren tam chatzi nezek? Umurad pays nezek shalom. Why, what, and how? What is Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying? First of all, why does Rashi pay what he said? Why is Rashi treating as a
keren?
That's out of it. Rashi's understanding it's Rashi the rabbi. It's still a mission to have a finally done property. It's Sidday, it's social to have the mainland. Every social to have it can't be that you have to pay, for Shan. Can't be for Shan, it's social to have it. Must be for some other reason. It must be that it's called Karen and you pay Hatinazi. And more pays the child, you pay Karen Hatinazi. Right? Mm-hmm. Something just interesting in Keshvan, according to this. If he pays Mashenanis, how much is that going to be? But if it's in Mitzidei HaKova, then he only pays half. It doesn't really read like that in the Mishnah, no? Says Rashi just before that, Mashenanis, it's not proper to Shlomi, it's only Mashenanis. So, where do you get this discount? Well, if it's in the Emter Rechav, then you get the discount. You only pay two-thirds. If it's in Sidra Dava, then you pay Mashe Zika. That doesn't really read at all, right? That's a koishi, and that's not the end of the world, because that Rashi carries on. If it's a more, you would pay an Ezek Shalit. It's not the end of the world, but not Yishma. That's the mahalach of this Rashi.
But he's still taking the better deal.
Okay, very good. Very good, very good. To be able to get from the Edis, right? Mm-hmm. Being very good. Okay, come to Rashi. Sidur Rechov is still Rishus Rabim. It's still Rishus Rabim. And therefore, it can't be Shem. It can only be Mazik. And Mazik is, it's a Mazik in its Chayiv. Okay, if it's a Mazik, it's why the Mazik? It's Shinui. It's something weird, eating from the side is not something an animal would normally do. And therefore you pay Hati Nezik. Very good. If it's a Mur, pay Nezik Shani. That's the Malach of Rashi here in the New Testament piece. We now move on to that Chach Aleph, Omed Aleph. We see something interesting. Keita Mishalem is Mashenet, Omarav. You see where we are? Basically, just over halfway. We have the line is Omar Rab, Omar Rab, Aleph Mem Reish, Omar Rab. It says, Rab, when do you pay Mashe Zika Ubin Machzeres? You pay Mashe Zika if the animal had to turn its head in order to eat on the side of the Choyv. You have to, that's called, Mashe Zika. And that what we said, Mashizika must be talking about by Machzeres. Yeah, indeed, the Dibamas of Rashi is just Machzeres. But to come to the arrogance of the Gemara, it just means that what you said, Ketz Mishan Mashizika, Ochla, Pitsidir Chava, Ubu Machzeres. Pitsidir Chava, and turning its head while doing so. If it didn't turn its head while doing so, if it would just walk to the side to eat it, it would pay Nezek Shalit. If it did a weird act of turning its head, that would be a case of Chatzi Nezek. Right, we'll see, there'll be a case coming out where it'll be eating from the side without turning, right? Just walking straight, somehow or another it bumps into the side. that would be paying as a shari, because that would be well, to see what you pay, to see what you pay in a minute. Yeah, that would be not this case.
Right.
But in the case, what's the case? Mashen Zika, it et mitzidu Yechava by turning its head, and it turned its head when it did it, not just standing there eating. Right. And why is it Mishunah? Because it stretched its head to eat. That's why it's Mishunah. Anyone has any difficulties on this? Yeah, it's not a website that from what we've learned in
Mishunah.
Yes.
Why is it unusual? An animal eats, stretches this way, is that way? Why is it unusual?
Maybe it stretches it a little bit more than normal, maybe.
Wasn't that concept of turning and stretching its head rejected? We had
the
we said it
was actually
jumping.
And so, the Gemara said in the Kafa Medalev that if an animal wants to eat something, he'll climb up barrels and suddenly he'll stretch his neck to get it.
So
that's not Mishunah. That's a contradiction to Rashba. I've been a pair of places. They don't like this Mahalach of Rashi, right? The Rashi is saying stretching its neck is called a shinoim. No, it's not. And any animal will do what it can in order to get the fruit. It'll move its head to get it. So what? Why is that called Mishunah?
The food is still in the middle of the Mishunah, not the side of the
Mishunah. No, the side.
It's on the side.
We're talking about the side. It's on the side of the Mishunah, right? But so what? If an animal will climb a barrel to get to food, so certainly it'll turn its head to get to the food.
Right.
So it's very hard to understand Rashi. Why should that be called a shinoim?
Not seeing what Rashi says.
Rashi where? On the Mishnah? No. I read so far Rashi of the Yud Tes Amud Beis. I haven't seen Rashi of the Yud Tes Amud
Beis. Is there enough? Isn't there enough of the shinoim that's on the side of the road? And it doesn't need to stretch its neck. Is there an additional piece?
If an animal will climb a barrel, why shouldn't an animal... Why shouldn't an animal go to the side or turn its head to eat it? I'm talking about Rashi, Mitzide Rechoi, Mishalem, it's Masha Zika. Last Rashi of the Mishnah, your testimony. Rashi said, the Chiyuv Tashlum is Midin Ker.
Okay.
Rav explains this Chiyuv is the Machzeres.
Yes.
Let's read what
Rashi said in
Mahal. No, I don't want to get Rashi and Chavali done. I want to look at Rashi explained to us the Mishnah. Rashi explained the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't say this tomorrow. Rashi says the din. The din is gotten there because it's caring. Rav tells us the scenario. Nabon?
Yes, why?
So Rav telling us the scenario of the din that Rashi told us.
But didn't say what the Rav is saying.
But Rashi said that.
He didn't say that.
Are you masking that Rashi explains to us the din of the Mishnah?
Yes.
And you masking that Rav explains us the scenario of the Mishnah?
Yes.
So we put the two together, isn't that what comes out? I know. Rav told us the scenario, and Rashi told us the din. Rav told us the scenario is he turns his head.
But he turns his head. Rather than walking, he turns his head.
He's standing in the Rav. In the Rechava, and he's turned his head to eat.
He was walking and turned his head.
The minute walking, he was standing.
Yes, he went to the side.
No.
Yes.
Maxer doesn't mean he walked to the side. No, he doesn't. There we go.
She said, look at your head. This Amarok Maxer, Rosha, she turned her head, Mirchava, from the main road, Lezida Shal Mirchava, she went to the side.
Say that it went to the side. Mavzer Roisha, it turned its head from Rechava to the Tzidon Shel Rechava. It was standing in Shus in the Rechava and it stretches.
Yes.
That's called picking on nothing. Sorry, no difference. It's the point is that it ate by stretching its head, turning its head from being in the Rechava to the Tzidei Rechava. It's standing in the Rehoboth. And it stretches and turns its head to Tzidur Rehoboth. That's called the case of the Mishnah. That's the case of the Mishnah. Says Rashi, the din of the Mishnah is Medin Keren. Your guy has a nezek. Why you have a nezek? Because it's Keren.
What's Keren about?
Oh, that's the Gasha.
That's what I'm saying it is.
That's the Gasha. That's the Gasha. Shame on it. What's Keren about? Oh,
what's Keren about? Keren, not just standing there eating. That doesn't sound like a change.
That's what Shmuel says. That's the Kasha. You're asking good. Asking on Rashi. Rashi is saying that the Shinui is the fact of eating with his head turned. This could be that's not Shinui.
Before we had Ashka Savara. That's tragic. Because there it sounds like turning around backwards.
No, that's actually, it turns its head. So what were you going to say? Maybe it really turned it on a very sharp angle.
Yeah.
All the same, since an animal will do that in order to eat, that's not called the shin. If an animal will climb a barrel, an animal will turn its head. Why is that shin? Why is that shin?
Again, not on the lights where I'm saying I'm just from the body of it, even from
pumping. Okay, right. So again, that's not good.
So the person who was in charge of the animal's position the way that is put away in the football. The sudden switches his neck around.
But again, since an animal will eat in order to do what he can to eat, if that's what he'll do, he'll do it. So Rashi says what he says. Rashi says it, but they actually not bothered about that because animals will do these things in order to eat. We'll see in a minute, maybe even Rashi himself. That's not what we have in Rashi. Rashi is saying, let's work it through. Come to Rav. Rav Machzeres is a Shinoi. Why is it a Shinoi? You're going to turn his head. How was Shmuel say? Rashi Moran Omar. And Peter Machzeres is not me Potter. Why is it Potter? Because it's more. That wouldn't be called a Shinoi. So Shmuel, Hechi Mishkak, Zod Machai, how will be the case here? Bechai, Chatsi Nezek. Kegoyim. It left the plaza completely and it went and stood on the Tzidi Rechava. That's a shame. Then you pay it mashes. This is all I've explained it based on Rashi explained the mission. The mashazik and the mission was because of Tolom Kerry. So you have to say the Rav's name, stretching your neck like that, that's a shame. Shmuel said, that's not Shinoi. Why is a Shinoi walking off the plaza, going there and eating? That's a Shinoi. That's a Shinoi. That's a Shinoi. Walking off and eating, that's not a Shinoi. It's the animals will do that. Dry animals will go off to eat. That's not Shinoi. So again, the same Kasha, Bunturashi. What exactly is
the Gemara? What's going to become
standard?
Standing
the place of the Tzidur Chov. So now we'll learn Rashi in the Kafala from Daif. We see Rashi has a different mahalach, not like Rashi on the Mishnah. And the Rishonim say there's a Madur Kamal Rashi and Madur Basra of Rashi. There's Madur Kamal, Rashi wrote one thing once and then changed it later. Madur is first edition, second edition. Madura's edition comes first. Yossi was very happy. But that's the lotion of a inner parent. What can I do? Yossi is very expressive. And that's what he's facing. See what everything he's thinking inside. Says, this is Rabbeinu Peretz. This is Rabbeinu Peretz. It says, Rashi explains something in Madura Basra. So We're going to see a theory in Rashi, the first theory in Rashi, between Rashi and the Mishnah and Rashi and the Gemara. We have to know there's a Madura Kama and Madura Bas. Madura Kama, Rashi was the Shalem, is Masha Ziko, what's me, Masha Ziko? Because why am I having Rashi?
Yeah.
He said it's difficult. That's in Ezek. It's less than that, less than Masha Nen is difficulty. And also, why is there a Shina? Animals do these things. Now, Rashi on the Gemara says a different shot. Yes. Well done.
Well, all beforehand asks the Shaila to see if we're holding the wooden cup. Just to remember, two thirds. That was one piece. I'm asking, actually, I should ask. When it said two thirds, does it mean every case two thirds? I thought the remark was saying, okay. Cheap barley, not necessarily two thirds. In one case, it talked about it came to a conclusion of two thirds. Not two thirds is every time. Whatever the cheap price is in the market value, whatever cheap market price is, that's what you think.
Well, you see, the Gemara Rashi on that Mishnah of Mashanenis says, "Lam tashlumim alininu kedem afayas wigim." And then the Gemara, we look at the Gemara. The Gemara says it means meisrei mezay, which is two thirds. Mm-hmm.
That two thirds wasn't a specific situation.
Was the main story in Brazil. You pay the main story in Brazil. The main story in Brazil is two thirds. You've still got a good point because we saw that if let's say the animal had tons, you'd only pay what you would normally feed them. The amount you know, which could still be less.
What then would you market value?
Two thirds is that cheap market value. If you find it's cheaper, then it'll be cheaper. Rashi there says that the cheap market price is two thirds.
If two thirds of the market price, but if you find a market price that's even lower, there'll be two thirds of whatever that is. Expensive product versus the cheapest version. That's a steer in itself. What is it? Is it two-thirds of this expensive bar?
If it's expensive. And the two that means it's very nutritious, then you would pay two thirds of that price because the person wouldn't be willing to feed his animal this nutritious food at the two thirds. That's not all he had. The person would be willing to spend that money.
It's the only result of
the camera. Rashi thinks it makes same result. Rashi comes up with the equation of two thirds. But still, Yossi's right. It still could be, let's say, kabayim, which you wouldn't normally eat. You only have to pay half a cup, right? So it could still come out of the discount. So the James got an answer to Rashi. It would still sometimes be less. Shalem is much, and then is only hanor. So if he had hanor, if let's say, at two kab, you'd only pay a quarter, and only two thirds of the quarter anyway. And if you hold like, and if it's Mashanzika, you always pay half, which can sometimes be less. Not so Gishmak, but can sometimes be less. Hashem came, according to, we haven't got to this Madura Basit, but that's Madura Kama. Put the Madura Kama that Rashi was explaining us, the reason Shat in the Mashanzika is because it did something weird. Rav tells Shat being weird, it stretched out its head to the right or the left. And the Shulon says, weird means it left the Rishus, went to the Tzidur of Rishonim. Question this, because since animals like to eat, they'll do what they can in order to eat, including sweat stretching its legs and suddenly going off the side and going to eat on the side. Why shouldn't it do that? Therefore, it's difficult to have Rashi. We added just one point just for Ruben's in. That it doesn't really make so much sense either, because Masha Nen is two-thirds of the value, and Masha Zika should be more, but it's less, because Masha Zika says Rashi is half. It doesn't really so much. So let's see the Ma'ala of Rashi and the Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Obi Machzeres, says Rashi, halfway down the page, Amar Rav, first one on the line is Habili Kaim El Agye, Amar Rav. Omar Rav Ubermachzeres. So Rashi does have Ubermachzeres, sorry. Ubermachzeres. Roisha. That one says in the Mishnah that you're chayv to pay half in And it's referring to a case when it's mazes. Rishon, it turns its head. Mirechova, from the plaza. Let's see the shorechova to the side of the plaza. The offer berries and at the fruit. That's Ketoni Masnisin, the Meshalem is Mashazika. That's where the Mishnah says that you pay Mashazika, Afagav, the cooler kind of Rechova. Even though it's totally standing in the Rechova, you pay Mashazika. What does you mean by Afagav, the cooler kind of Rechova? What do you mean by that? Avagav, the cooler kind of Rechova, even though it's totally standing, what's irrelevant? If we're talking about Karen, what's the afternoon of wave standing? After, even though it's all standing in Rechova, you still have to pay half. Of course, if you did something weird, like Rashi said, told me you did something weird, Karen Tribe, which is around, which is the opposite everywhere.
Sounds like that.
So this man, Rashi, is really giving that something's happening, but not enough yet. We move on to Shmuel. Move on to Shmuel, and we get a bit different. Pitura, says Rashi, Pitura, Shmuel said, your potter. Hoyle, the Kuf HaBehema. Koi Rechova, since the goof of the baby is standing in Rechova, I hold your potter. Why? The Uchu, and turning its head is normal. It Uchu lacks the ratio, it's normal to turn its head. Meshem Meshutarabi means it's simple Shem Meshutarabi. So what's the case I hold? You're going to be Chayev, says Rashi, Rechova Betzide Rechova. It's not normal for Shvarim to go there. Hilkoch, love Kirishus Rabin Domi. Therefore, it's not like Rishus Rabin. It's going to a place where it's not normal for animals to go to. So it's not Rishus Rabin. It's not like Rishus Rabin. And I'm mainly going to have to pay. This Rashi, nothing to do with Shinnok. Hilkosh lav Krishus Rabin Domi, meaning it's Shen, it's just Sayochit. It's Shen, it's just Sayochit, you have to pay. So one second, we have to act. You have to swallow this. Rashi here in the Gemara, if you wouldn't have had Rashi in the Mishnah, you'd learn a completely different Mahalat Nisuri. There's a Machloikis, what's called Rishus HaYochit regarding Shen? We know. Shen is only chayim in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaNizik. Shen is not chayim in Rishus HaRabim, Shen is not chayim in Rishus HaNizik, not as even. Rishus HaShutrim. Shen is only chayim in Rishus HaYochid. Rabim's Mechadisha. Now, what's called Rishus HaYochid? It's even if it's on the side of the street. The animals are walking straight down. If the animal has to turn its head to eat, that's called Rishus HaYochid. That's called Rishus HaNizik, you're going to be chayim for that. Why? That's called Shen in Rishus HaNizik. How much would you pay?
Full Nezek.
Mishalem is Mashal Zika means you're doing Shen in Rishus HaYochid, you're Chayim Nezek Shorim. Achati Nezek, there's no Shinoi. You're eating animals, do these things. But it's eating in a place where you normally leave the fruit. The guy who left the fruit has the right to leave it there. Animals don't normally walk there. Animals walk down the middle of the street, turns its head right, left. That's eating from Rishus HaYochid. Says the Shmuel, since animals are standing in Rechova, they're allowed to stand in Rechova, normal to turn their heads, that's all called Shen and Rishus HaRabim. The only case that Shen and Rishus HaRabim, they can talk about it, went off the beaten path, and went on the side, then it ate at the side in Tzidi Rechova, even though Tzidi Rechova, the guy has a right to leave his food there. Tzidi Rechova is not really Rishus HaYochid, but only to the guy, he has a right to leave his food there. That's also called Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because the guy that I can eat his fruit there, and the animal went off the beaten path in order to eat it. That's called Rishus HaYochid.
It's not
completely different.
It's not even just Rishus HaYochid, it's not Rishus HaLaniza.
It's not even Rishus HaLaniza.
No, but it's transformed into becoming the Rishus HaLaniza. So if it actually could be, if multiple people do it, then the same particle, whatever is the reshus of, they're all
nizaks. Since people have a right to leave their produce on the side of the street, so it becomes their reshus. It becomes their reshus.
So how does Shmuel understand that if you turn your head, the cow turns its head, that
then that's not Rishus HaYochid, but they goes up and eats in the exact same place.
Not the exact same place. No, it's not the exact same place. In order to go to it, they had to go off and go up there to get it. So that's not the exact same place. It's not. It's off the beaten path. It's on the further in. Further in.
It's still the same place.
No. No.
Oh, so we're talking about different locations.
It has to be further out to come to shul. If it's on the tzidur chava, the animal doesn't turn its head to eat it, it'd be potter. But if it's some shame to say it's further up, or it's on like a little wall on the side, or further out, yeah. Not in the plaza. Further, it has to, in order to get to it, you can't just turn your head to eat it. You have to go off the path to get to it. So it's further out. There, it's got a dinner of reshus anything. It is really. You've got a right to eat the fruit, and therefore you've got din of Rishus HaNim. Now you can also understand. Rav holds that the tzidur of chala, since the people have a right to eat the fruit, and the animal only eats it by turning its head, it is slightly off the center of the plaza where the animals normally walk. The animal has to turn its head to eat it. That's also called Rishus HaNim. Not because of the shinui. Shenin Rishus HaNizik. It's Shenin Rishus HaNizik. You can imagine, you've got this plaza, you've got the place where animals walk. They walk down the middle. And on the sides, people leave their wares. So if the animal can eat it like this, turn its head to eat it, come to Rav, when it ate from a place where it's people have a right to leave their fruit there. Everyone's called Rishus HaYochid. And Shmuel said, since all that is done, it's also called Rishus HaRabim. The only case we have is usually a bit further on the side, but the animal has to completely go off to the center in order to get to it. Then there are things.
Why? Why would he think that the animal is going to eat it?
Because the
same path?
It's off. It's on the side of the path.
Okay. It's a place where the animals are all traveling by past, and the animals are known to, you know, they smell something delicious, like strawberries, whatever it is. They're going to go over.
Not go over. They'll turn their heads.
They'll turn their heads.
Yeah.
That's his problem. That they turn their heads. They say, no, we're doing away with the shin. We ask.
Not shin. Not shin. Going to this new round of Rashi Madur Basir. Rashi teaching us we have to now define what's called the shatir. What's called Rishus HaNizik? Now, obviously, it's something to own personal property that's Rishus HaNizik. It's posh, that's Rishus HaNizik. But sometimes you can have places which are designated places to leave your fruit. And that also can be called Rishus HaYochid. Because now it's a designated place where a person can leave a fruit. But, and the person left his fruit there had a right to leave it. But animals walk in the near vicinity, right? Animals walk in the near vicinity. Does that make it that's also the right of the animal, or it's a place of Rishus HaYochid, or is it a place of Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaMatzah? That's the mikuach between Rav and Shmuel. Rav saying the animal has the right to walk down the middle path. That's the place of the animal. To the right and the left, that's Rishus HaNizik. The animal will eat it by stretching its head to the right and left. It's true, animals do that. It's eating it in Rishus HaNizik. It's not Shinur. It's eating it in Rishus HaNizik. Rishus HaNizik, you have to pay Nizik Shot. Shmuel says, since the animal walks there and it normally does turn its head, that's not, can't be called that. It's Rishus HaNizik because the animals normally walk there as well. So it's also Rishus HaMazik. So what's going to be Rishus HaNizik? Further apart, where the animals don't go Bechla. Not the heads, not their bodies, nothing. That's called Rishus HaNizik. Yeah.
What is just the communal laws?
Yeah.
And the owner's there with the animals. He's walking with the animals in Rishus HaRabim. And we just asked, the debate is, what's the responsibility of the owner in watching his animal? If the owner of the animal is watching his animal, then the animal is walking directly on the path, and somebody leaves the produce there, it's shed, which is a rabbit, he's father. Because of that device, you left it in the middle where you know the animal is walking, you took what you need to take all responsibility. But when the owner of the animal knows that there is a tzidei harakava, which means there are some storefronts or whatever it is, some people leaving out their wares, I'm about to say, I obligate the owner to be more mindful. As soon as he sees this animal
turning his body a little bit, his head a little bit to the side to go snatch something, he has to stop right away. Hashem can Shmuel say, no, that's also his permission, and the person who left this thing there is taking the, knows full well the animals who can do that, and the owner's not going to watch so much. See, Dave, when it goes out of the path and goes into the side where he knows people do things, that's then the owner's responsibility.
Really? 100%. Yeah.
This be compared so much. Like we learned with Kashin and Regal are similar, or they have similar philosophies. And so we learned with Soros, with Regal, if it happened, if the stone originated, the stepping originated in Chisravim, but caused damage in the Shishayaki, then he'd be fired. So it'd be the same kind of idea. So far as that, even though the animal is in one rishus, but it causes damage in the other, in the rishus yada, because it stretched its head and put it in there. Same. No. Okay.
So that is that's this new mahalach of Rashi. Again, we're stressing it's not the mahalach of Rashi in the Mishnah. It's a new mahalach. We've got two mahalach in the sugya now. A mahalach of Rashi and Mishnah. Shinui. Is it Shinui, not Shinui? Malach of Rashi, the Gemara. What's the definition of this space? Is it Yaki, Shusera? And Toises, we're going to see, Toises brings these two Mahalkim. Toises, the Machzeres, if I've seen it, you haven't. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. And
the third
Toises, right? And we have to also see the Tosfos, the Masal, Masha, Nedi, maybe say all the Tosfos just one. So it all takes until the end of the Kaiman, the Karen is off. Okay? There's 1, 2, 3, 4 Tosfos in to see. All right, that's what we have to see. We have run out of time. Wish you all a very good Shabbos. We have a good Shabbos. And there's a lot to watch.
Hello?
Yeah.
Why can't we say they go hand in hand? Two Ashes. Oh. Karen Mahash. Why is it Karen? Because in Shem, sort of with a name of Karen, the sense of the animals are usually walking straight. They walk straight. That's what they're programmed to do. They walk straight. They see all the animals ahead of them, they walk straight. Here, we give him an aspect, the owner, an aspect. He sees that the first time his animal went to the side and ate. So we give him a Karen, and just when he says Karen, the Rashi's saying with regards to payment, the penalty payments, the aspect of payment. So he sees that the animal has an idea of going to the sides and eating from people's produce on the sides of the road. But he has to be more watchful of this specific animal.
Yeah.
So it is Shen.
Why do they have
to live? But it's an area of the road where you don't have the right to allow the animal to go and eat people's produce. So the other responsibility.
Why should we have to live? Why should we have to live? If it's Shen, if it's not
Shen. No, because it is still public domain. It is a public area.
Yeah,
and so the owner has a right to allow his animal there. But as soon as he sees, the first time he sees the animal doing it, the first 3 times, he say, okay. It just happened by mistake, whatever it is. He didn't know the animal has this idea yet. I was looking for doing this.
No,
once the animal knows that, I can't allow it.
Then it's not what animals did or not. This is a normal activity.
It's not normal activity for other animals to do. No. This, and that's why we're going to apply Karen to this specific animal in the case of Shen.
Yeah.
In the case of Shen.
So what's happening about it short? Is it normal?
It's still dealing in the status of Shen.
Okay, we'll have to speak about it. Let me turn off first. I'll come to you. Very good. Okay. We've got